Fresh off an unbelievable NXT TakeOver, man. Adam Cole, Bebe, Johnny Gargano, part 3. Me and Yim, did she get exposed? I don't know, man. We got a whole bunch of matches, whole bunch of coverage. Breakout tournament NXT After Buzz at the show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Oh, right out the gate, right out the gate. Don't even gotta listen to that poop track. My goodness, man. I like my man Dylan in the booth. Was like, shh, it's starting. Shout out to the Aussie. It's your boy, Evan T. Mac, man. But I want to start to my far left. I want to welcome everybody to the show. But first, I'm going to start with my man. He's back, man, in full effect, man. Listen, he's getting comfy in that chair over there, man. Listen, he's engraving it. He's engraving his body. He's attaching his chair, man. We miss you, Jim. We love you, Jim. But listen, I fell in love with another white guy, man. I'm about to replace you, man. It's over, man. It's love at first sight. Jack Farmer.
Man, I love it. I'm so glad to be here. I'm just keeping the seat warm for Jim. That's all I'm doing, but I'm glad to be here. Thankful for every day.
I appreciate you being here, man. Truly, man. I'm telling you, regardless when Jim comes back, we will have a spot for somebody, man. I'll even sit on the damn couch, man. There's going to be a full panel. There's going to be a five-person panel, man. It has to be, man. I like your insight. With that being said, listen, man. Listen, Canadian, man. Black girl magic, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Ain't seen her in a while, man. She over here doing it.
It's been like a week.
Moving and shaking, man. 7 days, TK Trinity.
What's up?
I'm chilling, man. Yo, shout out to Dylan. Shout out to my boy. Maj was really, really good. Mm-hmm. TK Trinidad in the chat was good. The real YT was really good. J Will was good. Bozo was good. Oh, my God. Charlene was good. Marie was good. Dang and Q was good.
Paulia, all of them.
DJ Sip, you, everybody. I just want to make sure I get all my cover my bases, man. We had a
Uncle
really
Murph
was really good. We had a really, really, really interesting takeover, man. It was another classic, another fun filled adventure. You know, a nice little romp in the Great White North, your hood.
Yeah.
First things first, I want to start with you, Ms. TK. Let me just get it out the way. What was your thoughts on the show overall?
It was like a catch 22 because it felt, and this is not wrestling. This is just a Canadian watching something happen in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a little bit too, like you were trying too hard. Like they were referencing the Six a bunch of times. Mm. They were quoting a bunch of Drake songs.
They said
T-Dot. And it was just like...
Hold on now. Do y'all talk like that there? Do y'all say that a lot?
We don't say T-Dot anymore. That's been retired.
Mm-hmm.
The Six, not as off. That's like... Yay and nay, but you don't say, yeah, I'll catch you in the Six because we're in Toronto. So
you can always say Drake, though. You know,
you can always, yeah, but quoting his, having an older generation quote a man's rap lyrics when that same generation condemned rap, like, I'm not speaking for them. I'm just, you know,
they kind of do that on commentary, though, on NXT. They're referencing songs a lot, though.
They do.
That's Marl. Marl don't play, man. Yeah. Marl digs deep, though.
Yeah.
Marl
yeah.
go back yeah. to, like, Biggie song from, like, 1996.
And he's good at it. But I think it's just, for me, it was just one of those things where, I'm biased because it's just like, oh, you're placating to the fact that you're in Toronto. And I'm sure they do that when they go to different states and stuff like that. But I don't notice because that's not my state.
That is
so
true.
So it's just, it's coming from a definitely biased perspective because I'm like, really? You have to do with the Toronto
too
Raptors.
Too much pandering
you
for you,
then you have to do the Mounties. Mm. And it's like...
What about Velveteen coming at the Toronto Raptors dancers? Is that too much, too?
I mean, it was okay, but by that time, I was just exhausted. Yes, I know we're in Toronto.
I love that.
Yes,
like,
I know we're in Canada.
Toronto.
Like, I get it. Like,
what about you, Mr. Farmer?
I loved the whole week. I loved TakeOver. Mm-hmm. I loved the show tonight. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. A lot of times, they have the TakeOver, and then the next show is a little bit of a letdown because everyone's... just off of
a little bit of vacation.
Right.
But this one actually had some good stuff to it. I do think Call of the Night, speaking of being in Toronto, is that the whole, when Velveteen Dream got pulled into the ring post and he said, here in the home of the Raptors, it's nothing but nut.
it's pretty good.
I giggled like a little kid when I heard that. I was like,
you gotta like that. Yeah, nice little rim shot there by my boy, Rye Guy.
And then also, shout out to New Day. You see that Skittles commercial?
The thing about it, you see what's happening now. You know they're like official partners with Skittles now. WWE. This is why I try to tell all you people out there, everybody out there in the Twitter sphere and face chatting, snap tweeting, all that stuff like that, AEW has no shots. They just partnered with Skittles forever.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's not like sponsored. SummerSlam is sponsored by Skittles. It's like Skittles and WWE have merged together. I'm like, what? So that's just Skittles money. So that's just Skittles money coming in just for whatever.
Yes, Xavier for a cool.
Yeah, I mean, yo, bro, can I get some Skittles? Right. For S's and G's, they just got Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a tough nut to crack, this company, man.
Yes, and like we said, AEW starting way behind, but they're just starting out, so you have to give them a chance.
AEW's fine. I mean the people. AEW's fine.
Yeah.
I need the people to calm down. They're fine to be like, we're a baby company, we're starting out. Yeah. We got a whole bunch of money behind us. I need the people that are praying for the downfall of the flagship to relax.
Yeah, relax.
I've never understood that when people don't like, when people want someone to, why wouldn't you want good TV?
You're like, fail. They're like, I want you to fail. Like, no, guys, how about just a lot of healthy competition?
Yeah. Why not make it all great?
Well, I mean,
like, why would I? I hope they're terrible from now on. Why would you want terrible?
XFL's coming out. I'm like, NFL's done. I'm tired of the NFL. I'm tired of this no hitting. I want XFL only.
Yeah, we're done with the Cowboys. We're done with the Steelers. All these teams that have been around forever.
I was, like I said, I thought it was a very interesting show, man. It's TakeOver, man. The crowd is my favorite part of TakeOver. Mm-hmm. They're very appreciative. They're very loud. It's a kind of a different element. So most of the super fans, they have tickets for both shows, but there's some people that just reserve their time for just that one show, and they don't spend that extra money on SummerSlam. So it's always a different feel, and I thought it was a pretty good show. But that leads me to, before I move on, I just want to ask Jack Farmer something, man. We had one match between Mia Yim and Shayna Baszler, and I just want to get your honest thoughts, because apparently you and I give honest thoughts about female wrestlers. There's problems in the chats, man. You know what I mean? So I just want to understand, because me and you said just a tiny little thing about Sasha Banks, and I thought I was going to die, but I was like, I don't care, y'all. I'm going to double down next Monday.
That's why everybody was tagging me on Twitter. I'll double down
next Monday. I don't lose my position.
Yeah, people were throwing bricks through my window.
Don't care.
They were like,
okay, wait. So back up a little bit, just for the folks who didn't watch the Raw, haven't watched the Raw after show in a small little part. What exactly?
You know, I like Sasha Banks.
Oh, that's all you said?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about her hair or something.
See, look, she's thinking, like, whatever.
I said I was neutral, but I didn't like that she cried about her contract, and I...
They were like,
how dare
Sasha
you?
Sasha Banks slander? I'm leaving this program. I'm like, bye! But anyway...
But in any case,
I just want to get your thoughts. Did Mia Yim get exposed?
I don't know if it exposed is the right word. It wasn't her best match. Mia Yim's someone that... My big issue with Mia Yim has always been that she's not super consistent as a character, I don't think. I think when you see her backstage talking, she's like, yeah, I had to pull myself up by my bootstraps and worked really hard to get here, and the fans were there to support me. But then when she comes out to her music, she's like... dancing around, and she's like, wait, who is this? What? That's not who was just on the video.
That's that hood-ish.
Right, and so this bouncing back and forth thing, I've never really been a fan of her. In the match, she seemed like she was always kind of half a step behind Baszler as well. It seemed like Baszler was kind of calling the match. I've never wrestled. I don't know how it really works.
We're just giving you a opinion. That's why you won the panel, bro.
That's just how it looked to me. It looked like Baszler was in control of everything. And the whole time it felt like Mia Yim was trying to catch up. And so it was a lot of, it looked like little hesitation moments.
Or do you think it's the opposite, given the fact that Mia has wrestled for so long and she's accounting for Baszler?
Interesting. That's an interesting theory.
It's because if you have that
more
much
wrestling experience.
Yeah, if you have that much experience, you have to almost counter off of somebody who doesn't have as much experience.
That's interesting.
That's a fair point. My counter argument would just be that Baszler, I don't remember her last bad match. So, you know, it's, you know, if everything's great and then there's one bad example, then it's hard to say it's always Baszler. Now, again, the reason I don't say Mia Yim is exposed, because it's one match. Mm-hmm. I don't want to throw someone out just because they had one bad match, but I don't think it was a good look.
So what would it take for you to say she's exposed? How many matches do you think?
I think you have to give her another big match.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're probably going to give her another big match.
Think so?
I think so. They had a little backstage thing where that I think was alluding to it.
Yeah, because homegirl was like, you know, like they were building like, oh, she gave you the toughest test of your career, which is very interesting. I was like, damn, they've never said that for anybody before.
Do you think you felt she's exposed because her character is not defined like Shayna's character is defined? Like you almost attach subconsciously, you attach the fact that her character's not solid, but she has good wrestling, but it's like if she had a solid character, then you might feel different.
I think Jack Zane like rest from a wrestling standpoint that she was not sharp.
She seemed to step behind Baszler the whole match, mm-hmm. and you know, something else, just to, again, to be fair to Mia Yim, I think this was after seeing the other women's match, which was phenomenal. Amazing.
That wasn't even fair. If I, like, it wouldn't be fair.
That was so,
that's the match of the night to me, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Which is crazy. We'll get to that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and so that, I think that may have also kind of made me a little bit biased. It just, yeah, the best way I could describe it is it felt like Mia Yim was kind of playing catch up the whole time. And there's a few spots, if you go back and watch it, it looks like there's a number of moments where, like, there's a quick roll up moment where Baszler went for like a clothesline, and then she kind of grabbed the ropes, and then she waited for Mia Yim to go under for a roll up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a long wait, but there's just that like half second of hesitation that looks like there was a wait, who's doing what?
Right.
And there's a few moments.
It wasn't
like
seamless.
That.
Right. And maybe at the same, maybe not an indictment on Mia. Maybe they don't wrestle well together. You know what I mean? When they book matches, I was listening to Austin. Austin, they were like, "Why didn't you and Hogan ever fight each other?" Like, Austin always felt that would happen. He felt like they wouldn't have a good match together.
Right.
Maybe that's something.
It's a timing thing.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Maybe the bookings are it's interesting. But it's one of the two of the greatest ever, and Austin in his prime was like, "Man, I don't think I'd have a good match with Hogan." That's some looking at yourself being like, he didn't think his style would mesh with Hogan is that's interesting. So you never know, man. Clash of styles, perhaps, maybe. I don't know. I'm trying, you know. You know. Flobito! What up, boy? But, so I guess we'll get periodically through this after show. We're going to get to, like, the matches at TakeOver. But I want to start with Breezango versus the Forgotten Sons. Okay, first of all, let me ask.
the Forgotten Sons need to be forgotten.
Can the Forgotten Sons get over TK? Can they get over anywhere?
I think I said this like 2 weeks ago or something like that. I don't know. The days all mesh together. But I think they need to be rebranded.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Forgotten Sons, the title alone, is already putting your subconscious that they could be forgotten.
That's so true. It is, though.
Like, their name is not the greatest name for somebody. Like, if it was somebody they had established, I don't know, through, like, social media and indie wrestling and all this other stuff, and they had enough of a presence where the name Forgotten Sons didn't matter, then fine. But just being in front of the NXT crowd and then them not doing anything to stand out, and then on top of that having a name, Forgotten Sons, is like, oh yeah, you guys are still here?
Yeah, that's like a good name for like a villain in like a martial arts movie, man. You know what I mean? If there was like a crew called the Forgotten Sons and they just beat the brakes off them.
Yeah,
motorcycle, any movie where they're called that Viking clan or whatever, and they're just beating the brakes off people, like, man, them Forgotten Sons, man.
But then they want to be forgotten because so they don't get arrested. That makes sense. forget that I beat the brakes off your whole family and they're gone. Like, let's move on.
Hit that old dusty trail.
Yeah.
What about you, Jack? Is there anything they could do to get over? I'm speaking from a perspective that they're not over.
Right. And I don't think that they're one of those certain people and certain teams need to be fed people. And so I think someone like a Shayna Baszler or someone, you need to give her people to beat so she stays over. I think that's the way Forgotten Sons are. But they've lost enough times that, no, they're not over. Because they don't clearly have any mic skills, or they might have skills, but they're never given the time on the microphone.
Whether they do or they don't.
And so when you lose to Breezango, I can't take you as seriously as a threat or someone scary.
Hell no.
Because the guy that just dances around just beats you.
And the thing about it is they're a phenomenal talent. Both of them are. I remember way back when Triple H was going on a rant and he was cutting a promo, and you could tell it was a personal thing because he personally likes Fandango.
Mm-hmm.
He says it on Monday Night Raw. Y'all got to look this up. He was like, he was blaming the fans for a talent like Fandango falling by the wayside because you guys don't take him seriously. I think he is a very big fan. He's much more to blame than that than the fans are. His WWE name is Fandango.
Yes.
And he comes out to some Cabana music. That's all on him. From the break, man, no one's going to take that dude seriously. And when he hit the international scene and WrestleMania hit at the wrong time with all that international crowd, that's when that chant thing started with the hands up thing. That started when the international crowd got a hold of it.
Mm.
So he was already hit behind the eight ball. And I think he's a phenomenal talent. Like, Mauro's trying to put him over. I'm like, you don't got to put him over. He can wrestle, man.
Yeah.
He can wrestle. That's your fault that you came out with that non nonsense, man. That So You Think You Can Dance, or that Dancing with the Stars persona. He is built like a wrestler, man. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have came out like that, man. It was a miss. It was a miss.
I agree. When he came out, I was really disappointed he was dancing around.
Yes.
I wanted him to come out.
I thought he was changing
up. Serious.
What the hell are you doing,
have more
dude?
Of that, like, yeah, I'm here to like prove myself and be a wrestler again and show.
Man, I was like, what the
joke.
Hell is he doing?
And he was still doing the thing.
That's what got you in the backstage.
Yes.
Bruh.
Yeah, so I was not a fan of the... I absolutely wasn't a fan
dude,
of him.
Such
so
a talent.
Think, so what do you think would be a good idea as far as repackaging for him?
What I thought he was doing. I thought he was doing like, dude, we have to take each other serious. We have to be more serious now. We have to come out and do like... The same... Oh, hell. The music alone.
When he first came out to save Prince Pretty, Tyler
Breeze,
he acted serious. He wasn't dancing around.
Right.
He got rid of the Forgotten Sons, and he was standing there like he was a tough guy. But now, yeah, the dancing thing.
And I love this dude, man.
Yeah.
I'm just, if people want to know why he's not over, it's because y'all made a mockery out of his dancing. Y'all did, man. They even had Jericho put him over at Mania. Jericho took the L, and that was the moment. Now, but like I said, I still think he's to blame, though. It's the fans and him. That dancing around stuff, man, don't work for everybody, man.
Yeah, it's a fine line. Like, some people can get away with it and still be over and still have a belt and still, like, you know, maintain it. And some people, it's just like that one
little
pinky toe, and all of a sudden you're like the laughing stock.
Yes. And then everyone's like, ooh, the fashion police. I go, guys, it's still a mockery, though, guys.
Mm-hmm. It was great, but you can't take them champions
seriously. You can't take them
seriously.
To quote Jericho, and I hate quoting Jericho all the time, but he makes good points. Yeah. He says, he bases it on, if you say their name, do they sound like a champion? And that's incredible.
That's a huge
Fandango. He goes, if it hits your ears wrong, they're not championship material. Mm-hmm. And that's,
right.
Think about that for a second.
That's a great point. Because
I'm like, damn, that's right, though. Listen, The Rock, when you just hear that, that's champion. Stone Cold Steve Austin, champion. Shawn Michaels, champion. John Cena, champion. That sounds like a champion.
Right.
It's not, it's quick.
Brock
it's sharp.
Lesnar versus Fandango.
See?
At WrestleMania.
And I'm telling you, this is not a knock, man. I love that dude. How many times I gotta say I love this dude? It's the name and the music killed him, man. Mm-hmm. I hate that damn music, man.
It's very mid-card joke music.
So, what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say, I can't think of a single dancing character that got over big.
The only ones I can say is the New Day, but they modified their characters. Yeah. That was not the original character.
Mm-mm.
When you remember when the New Day came out, it was like this whole gospel thing.
Yeah, but they actually told them to turn it down.
Yeah, and they were willing to modify, and they figured it out, and then they did a dancing thing a little bit way back in the day. Ravishing Rick do a little bit of hip gyration, man. Mm-hmm. Different shtick though, man. But listen, this is just my humble opinion, man. You guys, let me, anybody else that disagrees with me, tell me why he wasn't over then.
Right, I'm with you.
Because he got all the tools, brother. He got all the tools. Let me know why he's not over. You watch this match tonight. He can still... Morrow acting like this dude 50 years old. He's like, oh, it's the best I've ever seen him. Bro, you ain't seen him because he's been backstage.
Right. Well,
this dude can wrestle.
That's the problem, I think, that you have to put it on him, because I always say, if you're on TV, it's on you to get over.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Fair point.
And I use guys like a Velveteen Dream, who's given a silly gimmick that's made it great. Silly gimmick, made it great.
Yep.
It's up to you to get it over if you're on TV. Now, if you're not on TV...
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? So I use like an EC3 or whoever as an example. Look, he's not on TV. He can't do anything. But Fandango's been on TV. It's not like he hasn't had a chance to get over. So I do put some of it on him. But you're right. I mean, a dancing gimmick is a tough... So.
And I, like I said, you guys watch this match. I hope this is the beginning of something. I hope they're the guys that are going to challenge the Street Profits. I hope they're the guys that whenever the Street Profits move up, whatever, they're the ones that take the title. I don't give a damn what happens. I like to see them wrestle. I swore this dude was going to come out and change his whole shtick. I thought it was a repackage.
Yeah.
Repackage. He came out and then did the dance.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I'm just disappointed, man.
It might be, too, that they're using this as like testing the waters again and then maybe repackaging for the main roster. And then on top of that, too, you don't necessarily need TV time anymore, because you have social media and you can almost you can just see WWE superstar in their name and somebody's gonna automatically follow them. So with that platform, you can use it to test certain things and test certain waters. It might not work, but it might work, and you have to play between those lines. But waiting for your opportunity to get on, you know, the in the ring, it's not going to work, especially if you can't do it every single week.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's interesting. They get the W over the Forgotten Sons, which definitely kills the Forgotten Sons. They're like dead. They are super dead.
Well, I mean, weren't they dead?
But like I said, these are two of my favorite wrestlers, man. I love Tyler Breeze. I thought he was going to do well. This is me just talking from a... just kind of trying to wear my manager hat, just a little disappointed, and hope that this is the beginning of something great. As far as hip swivel, man, the only hip swivel I want to see is Jim Alexander's on the TK's boudoir. Brian, can you hit the TK boudoir, man? I miss Jim Alexander, man. I miss him, man. I miss him so much, man. Unless Jack gonna do what you gonna do for me?
No,
Jack?
Don't do Jack.
TK has threatened to kill me. I believe her.
Yo, Ryan, man, cue that boudoir whenever you get a chance, brother, man. Man, but it's very interesting, man, to see...
What if this is just a setup to turn Fandango heel?
I hope you're right. Oh, yeah, against Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Maybe this is just a setup to put them together so he can turn heel throw out the old gimmick. Like I said, that was Flobo's idea. I just promised him I was going to steal his idea.
No, because I'm talking from... all I can do is watch these things as they unfold, because I know everyone's like, they're pre-recorded. I go, I have to. I watch them as if this is really real life, guys. So that's how my perspective is. So I hope that happens. I'm bullying for the guy, man. But with that being said, okay, but before I move on,
there
you go. Oh, I thought he was over sleeping.
That chicken.
What are you eating, that fried chicken?
Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
Amazing news, folks. If you are a fan of cocoa butter, I have new scents.
You giving it away for free?
No. I have new scents. Damn. We have three new scents. I'm really, really excited. One's called Kenya, one's called Jamaica, and one is called Haiti.
Does it get any blacker?
Well, I mean, you know, it's cocoa butter. What do you want? So,
when's the Irish cocoa butter coming out?
I mean,
for real?
Jeff cocoa butter?
Can we talk about it?
Do you use cocoa butter?
If there was one named after his people.
If there was one that made me feel like it was for me.
See what I'm saying? But you excluding.
Do you use cocoa butter?
I do not like that.
Damn it, Jake's supposed to say yes, man.
Tell me about some of the benefits of cocoa butter. Why should someone like me, Jack Farmer, use cocoa butter?
Well, it has vitamin E. It helps to moisturize the skin. It helps to rejuvenate the skin. It helps to protect the skin. It's actually light and soft, especially for the summer.
Hold on, hold that thought for a second. Dark OPZ, you say we're overthinking things. NXT is step by step. See, that doesn't make sense because those guys are on the main roster. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I need you to explain yourself. See, I'm speaking because they have been on the main roster, especially Fandango, for years.
Yeah, it's different. Somebody's like just starting.
Yeah, like I'm talking about Keith Lee or something.
Well, I mean, Keith Lee should be.
But I'm just saying, like, you step by step. That's a hell of a TV show on TGIF back in the day. But what? I need to calm down? Are you serious? I haven't seen Fandango in years in the wrestling ring. Next thing I'm going to see, he's on NXT. I don't think I got to take it easy at all. TK Boudoir, resume.
So like I said, TK's Boudoir is brought to you by Center Inn Skincare and Candles. If you want any new cocoa butter, it's up on the site. You can go put in the promo code AfterBuzzTV and you get a percentage off. But today's in the boudoir, we have, since we were talking about them, Fandango. Oh my gosh, really, Ryan?
Ryan,
and we have Dream, and I don't think Mia Yim has lost her step, but Mia Yim. So those are the three in the boudoir today.
I see you. But yeah, man, it's very interesting, man. Shout out to Flobo right now. Yeah, but we need that Mexican cocoa.
Flobo again?
He's in New York, he's back home.
Doing what? What is he doing?
How you mean his family out there? What the hell are you talking about?
Okay.
He's also crushing a stand-up comedy act.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Nice.
Seeing the fam, seeing the moms.
Did he put that on social media?
He's gonna see the match. He's going back to the hood.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy, Flobo.
Yeah, you need to start working on that. Since you want to exclude races, you need to get an Irish cocoa butter, that Mexican cocoa butter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds great. I think I'm gonna go to Center Inn myself today and go ahead and put in that promo code so I can go ahead and get a discount.
Please put a video, please.
Exclusive.
Do a video of you
tonight.
Putting on some cocoa butter, because I would love to see that. Do you use lotion at all?
I use lotion. Jack don't crack, but it's because I put on lotion.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Jack don't crack.
Wow.
Black people today are the only one that got a cool rhyme. Jack don't crack. Black don't crack. Listen,
Oh my goodness.
So before I move on, just quick question. I think you're kind of setting it up. Or Will, you think, do you see Breezango being the one that dethroned the Street Profits? I think they're setting something up here.
I mean, they eventually have to lose the belt.
Are they
and,
the
we,
one?
And we have been seeing Street Profits on the main roster, not necessarily wrestling, but
still, they're teasing it though.
Yeah, they're teasing it. I mean, I think it's set up for a great feud. Mm-hmm. You can get two or three great feuds from them.
I think so.
You know, maybe they get it close and somebody cheats. This is where you bring Bianca, but you know, whatever. But you know,
oh, that's true.
You know, this is where you could set up two or three great setups to matches that could take you to almost WrestleMania.
Unless my boy Jack's right, and it's a great way to have them have a great one-on-one match and get away from each other. Have a nice feud. Just, you know, him heel turn and like a tag team match. Maybe the title match. And he turns on it. There's a lot of things on the table. That's what
options.
I like. That's what I like about those guys.
And they can
man.
Wrestle. So that's.
I'm talented, man. This is me just like hoping for him. Like, he's so talented. Mm-hmm. It's not me knocking Fandango. People can listen to what I say sometimes. It's like I like the dude a lot, man. Like disappointed in anything.
Well, and going back to some of the stuff we said on Raw, like I like it when someone says, "Hey, I have a job. I'm going to do it." And he does his all with it. It's not like he's out there going, "Oh, I'm stuck with this stupid gimmick."
True.
But like he performs it. He
lives the game.
He goes into it. So I want him to be successful.
Flobo, our weekly Bianca watch. She's still at catering.
Oh, we hating hard.
That is so much shade and heat all the way from the East Coast. Really, like you can't be positive being around your family and doing your stand up stuff.
Ridiculous. Well, the stand up stuff looks like it's in the chat. So
yeah, he's cutting the pro. Listen, so we got my boy Pete Dunne backstage, very disappointed in what happened against the Velveteen Dream. He kind of said, you know, he did what he did to win the match. He goes, but I'm gonna stop at nothing until I take that title away.
Street Profits and Bianca versus Usos and Naomi.
That's thinking way too far ahead. But
well,
that's,
I
that's
mean,
TK hype, but that ain't happening.
I mean,
ever.
Yeah.
I need to see Bianca first before I agree with any of that. I just need to see her. Where is she at?
I just mean the vision.
We've seen the Street Profits and the Usos.
APB out on Naomi and Bianca. They're doing black girl together. Things. They're doing things that ain't weed. They're doing weave things right now. Weave things. I'm acting like they don't get weaves together. Listen. So we got. So I see Pete Dunne versus the Velveteen Dream in the very near future because Pete Dunne's like, listen, man, I'd be damned if I let him get away with that. The Bruiserweight might be in the building more often than not. I know he's a UK guy, but maybe some things are on the horizon. Maybe he's going to get a little closer. He's such a fan favorite. I love that he was like an instant fan favorite. I think it's his style. He's a young man. He's like, him and Velveteen Dream are like they're almost damn near the same age.
Yeah.
So like they're like young, they're young phenoms in the game. And so I like this matchup that I think is brewing. So we got Dunne back there getting all in his feelings. Then we got they showed the Undisputed Era back there. They're getting in their feelings. They had a legitimate conspiracy. Mm-hmm. The ref didn't see the little tag. They took the L. They and they feeling, so they might be setting up something again.
Which is good.
Like I said, I think everybody here on this panel likes the Undisputed Era.
I would have liked them to have been draped in gold at the end of this one.
I'm not.
But
can I get them all with the gold? Just give me like 4 months of that. Just 4 months, maybe a 2-takeover run where they just all had the gold. And then y'all can have them drop it.
That visual of them all holding up a title would be amazing.
And maybe they are setting up for that. You can't give it to
I hope you're right.
You can't give it, like, you can't give them everything for the takeover and SummerSlam because now we're on the back hill setting up for WrestleMania. So it's like we still have a few more takeovers to go. So you can't give them everything because then what?
Fair.
So, I mean, I see it happening. It makes sense.
WrestleMania weekend,
yeah.
Maybe?
WrestleMania weekend, another takeover. Like,
is it starting to feel too drug out? Because they've been around for a while.
That's what I'm trying to say. You like can't just keep. Yeah, they can't keep like, making proclamations and not coming through to fruition.
Especially the guys like a Roddy Strong, who is really becoming that odd man out in the group right now. And I love Strong.
He's a North American title. Yeah,
yeah, but he's kind of the guy that is left out of everything.
Damn good though, man.
Yeah, yeah, he's great.
All right, before I get to the main event, which was pretty damn good, they showed a nice little montage of Cole Gargano Part 3.
Mm-hmm.
It was a classic. We all knew it would be a classic. We don't know what goes on from this. We don't know where Johnny goes. I think everyone that left this match doesn't know where Johnny goes from here.
Mm-hmm. 205.
And everyone keeps saying 205, and I do not like that because everyone thought Cedric would be on 205.
He was on 205.
Was that the right choice, though? Was that the right choice? By the look of things, that dude went toe-to-toe with Drew McIntyre as much as I got annoyed by it. Legitimately went toe-to-toe with him. So to me, that match showed me one thing. y'all shouldn't have put him on 205 Live. Drew McIntyre is 270 pounds, man.
There's no one that should go on 205 Live. I get it.
They have the product. They got to put somebody in, Jackie Boy.
I feel like that's just the island of lost little toys.
But they're not even little, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you see Cedric standing up to he's not obviously 6'5", but he can stand toe-to-toe and he can go against them. So I do agree. Like, 205 is one of those things where I don't know anybody in the lineup of wrestling. You watch Raw, you watch SmackDown, you got NXT, you may do like UK, but 205 is like the bottom of the list as far as options to watch. There's so much wrestling to watch.
I'd rather be on NXT still than go to 205 Live.
Oh, 100%!
That's like a demotion, I feel like, going to... And look,
It's tough to say, but it's true.
I don't mean to sound mean about 205 Live. There's great wrestlers on there.
Just be honest, man. Don't worry about these trolls out here. Be honest.
I mean, I do. Like, I do like a lot of the guys on there.
They all can go,
Growing up as a WCW fan, I loved the Cruiserweight division for a long time.
That was a totally different animal.
It's a totally different animal.
Juventud Guerrero, Ultimo Dragon, Rey Mysterio.
Don't shame Juventud.
Juventud. Juventud Juice? Are you crazy? I just referenced them. What the hell are you talking about? Don't even bring that division up. That division is 205 Live.
So when I make the little joke, I'm not trying to say it's like there's bad wrestlers on there. I guess in general, I've never liked divisions that limit who's allowed to participate.
Yeah.
Mm.
I want to see against people on the main
roster. Rey Mysterio go at it against people 2 times, 3 times taller than him. Like, we see it happen. So why not? And then you can have people who were part of 205 Live go against each other during the main roster. Because the thing is, when we were at, SmackDown, when they did the 205?
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know who these people are. Mm. Couldn't get invested in it, didn't care.
That's their fault, for sure. And they all can go, all can wrestle. Charlene, I wasn't talking about you, girl. I wasn't talking about a troll, negative speaking person. I ain't talking about, consider yourself a troll. I wasn't talking to Charlene.
Charlene's amazing.
That's what I'm saying. See, when I say troll, don't put trolls or people that are negative. They're negative and always try to start stuff on the Twitter sphere and Face chat and
the one
snap
that
tweet.
Already did a thumbs down, and we're literally still
you know what I mean? That's a troll. That's a troll. We do an after show about a show, and you thumbs down it, man.
Every week, oddly. By the way,
I'm doing a thumbs down. Yeah, they do that for WWE. I was going through all the videos. Like, there's just one thumbs down.
Like, who are you doing?
I have a feeling.
That's a troll. That's a troll. But, you know, so like I said, before I get to the main event, man, I want to talk about my favorite female wrestler on the planet, man. This girl, I'm sorry. I apologize. Everybody in Tokyo, I apologize. Everybody that's seen this woman before I did, I'm sorry. That is, to me, the best wrestling female on the planet. Io Shirai is the best wrestler, best female I've ever seen wrestle in forever. This chick could be main event WrestleMania, female match right now. I don't care what anybody say. Can't nobody move me within this position. I've been sitting on this all day. And I said, damn it, I'm going to say it on NXT after the show. That woman can main event WrestleMania right now with any chick. I don't give a damn who it is. Charlotte Flair, she can go with her. She can go with Becky Lynch. She can go with old hurt people, Sasha Banks. She can go with so many people. Listen, the match was a classic. They showed a little promo. A little rock video. I don't know where the hell they're going to do Io Shirai, but what say you, Jack Farmer?
I love Io Shirai.
Jeez,
I'm
crackers.
Absolutely love Io Shirai. And I'm with you. Like, when she was a face, I totally under the radar.
What the hell?
I was like, she's cool, whatever. She turned heel, and I was like, who is this?
I came on the show to sing. I was like,
her music, everything about her is perfect. Her music, her look, her wrestling. I'm absolutely blown away by her.
You think she's going to do... well, I mean, you can't do Tessa because they're not on the same thing. But you think she's going to do Shayna?
I don't know how they do heel.
I need her to have a belt, though, man. She's so... I just don't want them to... That girl is unbelievable, man. When I seen her do that Spanish fly from the top row, I was like, we're done here. Mm-hmm. I said, we're done. There's nothing else I need to see. She has too much balance. She has balance. She's weirdly strong. She's fast.
She has, in a way, certain people, like a Samoa Joe, has a presence. She has a presence, just like as soon as she walks onto the ramp, you're like, this is the show.
And with that being said, let me discredit Candice LeRae. I'm not trying to, Candice LeRae, toe-to-toe. Oh, it's the match of the night.
That was amazing match.
Candice LeRae was unbelievable. She's everything as advertised, and I apologize. You too, Candice. I'm sorry. People be breathing down my neck about somebody. I'm like, let me chill. People breathing down my neck about Breaking Bad. I'm like, I'm going to watch it whenever y'all stop talking about it.
You haven't watched Breaking Bad yet?
No, because people keep talking. When they stop talking, I started watching. Like, I you
just
know,
had
Candace,
to start over.
I'm sorry. You was really good. She's really, really good. Can I apologize? Damn. Everyone's like, you didn't know? I go, no. She's really good.
Like we were saying, NXT is like college football.
Yes.
You know, main roster is like NFL, and anything before NXT is like high school. I don't watch high school football. I'm sorry.
Shout out to Bar Wrestling.
I'm not trying to be negative, Joe.
Jack, you cannot skate the fence. See, this is what I'm talking about. You and Flobo do this, man.
Yeah,
y'all are smart, strong people. I'll take all the heat for y'all. I don't even care about anybody that talks trash. Stop acting like you were on the fence, man. I know what you're thinking right now, man. You think them indie dudes is not even close to the level they're supposed to be on.
I love some indie wrestling. I think it's great, but
politician,
vote for me in November. But
I vote for you. I ain't gonna lie.
But Flobo. I'm gonna be running with Flobo. We're gonna win this time around. It's gonna be amazing.
Because Jack don't
dark, the dark, the dark OPZ said the NXT elementary school. How dare you? How dare you?
Pop Warner.
Jack don't crack, man.
But wrestling fans get so angry.
Dark OPZ quits, man. He got Dark to quit.
If you don't say anything like super positive, some people think that you just hate them.
So two things can be true.
Like it's okay to say that there's another level to where they're gonna go, and they're not. Guess what? LeBron James played high school basketball at some point. It doesn't mean he wasn't good. I'm just saying I didn't watch any LeBron James's high school basketball. So the point being,
truth.
I didn't see, same with you. I didn't see them before they got. I
My bad.
They're there.
I'm sorry. I don't have access to New Japan wrestling. Wherever the hell she was wrestling, Ring of Honor. I'm sorry. She's on my TV now. Io Shirai is the truth.
And to be fair, I was a huge Lucha Underground guy. So
Lucha Fire.
I think that somewhat counts, right? Does that count? Do I get indie cred?
Oh my gosh. This is like Jim reincarnated.
But it was like, Jim would just be like, listen, man, these indie guys are trash. That's what indie
guys are. The thing is, like, especially WWE only allowed, well, now you're seeing WWE taking a lot more people, right? But there's certain people that haven't, you have AJ Styles who was on the indies for a ridiculous amount of time. We know that he was a great wrestler. So it's just like, yes, I think indies allows for the elementary school, the high school, the college, and a little bit of the pros all wrapped in one, depending on where you go, because there's so many different levels for indie.
Hold that thought, TK. I want to be clear. The OPZ, you got to listen to my man, Jim. He didn't say NXT was high school, right? He said that the people before NXT. See what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about, man. See how the chat gets sometimes? Yeah. I go, bro, you did not say NXT. We're on the NXT after show. Mm-hmm. We love NXT. You talking about that little rung beneath NXT. Right. Wherever the hell they are, whatever gym they're in.
And there's more layers than that underneath that. There's a lot of layers. Mm-hmm. But you know, like I said, there's great people there. I just don't have time to watch.
Y'all let me know when y'all get to the big show. Tika, what say you, though, about that kind of stuff, though? You know what I mean? Like, just that opinion on, you know, not everybody is...
Well, yeah, not everybody from the indies is gonna make it. And it's the same thing like you were saying. But however, like you were also saying, LeBron James in high school, there were people who noted his talent and watched him in high school.
Oh, God, yeah.
They would just watch him.
Oh, Tika was sold out.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with indies. There's some people where it's like, okay, they're starting out. Okay, they're not going to evolve past this. And then it's like, okay, if you see this person coming to bar wrestling, you're going to go because that person's going to be at bar wrestling.
That's true.
No, that's fair. And that's why I said I'm not against it. They're there. There's great people there. I'm not saying I just don't watch it.
Jack, it's all good, brother. I understand exactly what you're saying. I like that you voiced your opinion, man. Don't listen, man. Politics, man.
And it's either or. It's not either or. There's people who just watch WWE and they don't watch anything else.
That's true.
There's people who don't watch WWE and they watch everything else. I mean, they think that WWE is not the purist of wrestling. Yep. It just depends on who it is. So it doesn't really matter. We're covering WWE. AfterBuzz is a WWE affiliation.
It
is what it is.
Yep.
So everybody
out there, stop asking me if I watch Ring of Honor or New Japan, because I don't. And I'm proud to say I don't.
Shout out to Ariel Monroe. She just won a new belt for Shine. Y'all are terrible. Shout out to Aaron Monroe, friend of the show.
So tired, everybody.
Cedric Alexander's wife.
Shout out to your Blizzard. I'm on the flagship, man. I'm a WWE stan, man.
I am a front runner. Whoever the front runner is, that's my team.
Bro, I'm all part of that flagship, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? But anyways, I'm on that Black Pearl. WWE's the Black Pearl, man. I'm just floating along, man.
Shout out to Heidi Mack and Barry Mack.
We have a main event. I don't know how you guys feel about these two gentlemen. I like them. You know, Jordan Miles, Cameron Grimes. Cameron Grimes, they said he was trained by the Hardy Boys, which mm-hmm. to me is amazing. That's mm-hmm. pretty amazing. I'm glad that they train wrestlers. That's pretty cool. That kind of knowledge and that kind of years of experience for those young men can't be anything but great. Jordan Miles, I think he's fresh. I need him to stop doing that MVP balling thing. That's very outdated. Mm-hmm. He's better than that. He's mm-hmm. much more clever than that. But I like this guy a lot. It is not just because our skin tones match. He has a lot of charisma. He has a whole bunch of charisma, this Jordan Miles guy. He won the match. He gets to pick a match of his choosing. I think he's going to go against the Dream. I think he's going to be like just one notch above. I don't think he's ready for Adam Cole, even though I think he can put a good match on with Adam Cole. Cole is great like that. But what did you guys think about the match? And then we'll talk about what do you think moving forward for both of them? Kind of like American Idol, even though you don't win sometimes, still do well.
Yeah, it can be like a Fantasia.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the match. I thought the match was great. I was a little biased because I really wanted Swerve to win this whole tournament, so I was a little Touché. Bit against Grimes, yeah. that personal feeling. The match was amazing, though, and I like Miles as well. I agree. I think he's got to get more of a individual character. Mm. I think something to kind of
like
latch
him
on to. But he wrestled really great. He seemed really clean in his wrestling. If that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah.
And I thought they really did a really great match. And I think I disagree though. I think he's going to go after Cole because I think so. I think Dream is going to go against
Pete Dunne,
mm-hmm. and I think Cole will beat him. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be a great match. It'll be one of those. Kind of like what they did with Ali, where he kind of goes toe-to-toe. He doesn't make it, but now we all believe in Ali because mm-hmm. he's
and we're aware of him.
Yeah, so I think that's how it will likely play out, but I think they'll have a great match.
Mm-hmm. What about you, TK? What do you think as far as, just the match, the young men?
It was a great match, and I was on the same line. I wanted Swerve to win, but just that was more biased by any means.
He's dope.
But,
I saw on the indies, by the way.
I was just about
shout out Defy Wrestling.
Oh my god. Out of his mind. Go ahead.
But also too, it's nice to see new faces. That's what NXT is. They're supposed to introduce us to new faces, and it's always yes. great when you see new faces who have talent and who have charisma beyond. Because sometimes you could talk on the mic, but then the transition between being in the ring, talking on the mic, and having that character and that charisma is that's all box office. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you could talk on the mic, but like you were saying, Mia Yim, she's great on the mic. She could tell a great story, and then you see the transition to ring, but it doesn't connect.
Right.
So it's just like some people, it's rare to see those people in NXT. So it's nice that NXT is showcasing them. So
yeah, we talk about this all the time. Gone are the days that people can't wrestle anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh. This is never going to be about anything personal about wrestling. We these guys can wrestle. That's right. What I was telling my man Jim, hope you're doing all right. But as I tell Jim, these guys can all go. Mm-hmm. Gone are the days guys will just do steroids and come in the ring and do a couple body slams.
Yeah,
guys can go, man.
Yes.
Against a lot of people, and this is why this Performance Center is making such a new crop of talent, male, female alike, because there's just so damn good, and the competition, it's never been harder to become a superstar.
Right.
That's why a lot of people are going to, throughout the indie circuit and going different places, they're trying to get signed by AEW. The talent pool's tough, man. Mm-hmm. And this guy's no exception. Like they could have easily asked for a win, and no one would have batted an eye. Talent, man. Like, that whole breakout tournament. If somebody would have came out of that, you'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah. And you say, and they say it's inaugural, so it's mm-hmm. going to be every year. So every year there's going to be somebody winning this. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show you the confidence they have, and they have in this breakout tournament. Think about that. So there's 16 cats, or was it 16 dudes?
I think it was 8.
8? 16.
Regardless,
that means they have enough confidence to put new superstars in that thing every single year to showcase.
So hopefully, because we haven't heard anything about Mae Young.
Think they're still figuring that out. But like I said, you know all this stuff's popping, though. You know Fox is popping, man. This thing's going to happen. And you know NXT probably going to be on FS1.
What are they figuring out?
Listen, I don't know. I don't question the flagship. Listen, man, I'm a company man. I do not question the flag. Listen, I'm part of the listen. If you was with Voldemort, would you question Voldemort's tactics? Would you question Voldemort's intentions? No, because you could be erased. You could be destroyed. Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter. Lord Voldemort, man. That's the evil. Listen, man. Would you question Senator Palpatine? Hell no. No. You just do his bidding. No, that's Star Wars. Look at that. You see that? Yeah. That's the most Canadian answer. Yo, Ryan, I apologize for what you just said. I just said to Palpatine. She says that Harry Potter again. Ryan, I do apologize for what just transpired in this room. Ryan about to come up in here and fight you.
Why, you're a Harry Potter person?
Oh, she just did it again! Star Wars! He's a Star Wars guy!
I'm about to get out of the way so that I can get through.
Look at the disguise! Shout out to Star Wars and shout out to Palpatine.
Star drama.
Oh, I love all y'all in the chat, man. Y'all are the best, man. So give me, before we wrap this up, we had 2 minutes and 1 second left. just give me like your thoughts on like movie four. What would you like to see? What do you see things shape?
By bidding my master.
Hey, Darth Vader. Yeah. So like, what do you think is going on as far as like, would you like to see anything? Any feud you like to see? Anybody you would like to see that you don't see too often? Like any just overall thoughts on NXT moving forward?
Yeah, it feels like it looks pretty straightforward that we're gonna get Street Profits and Breezango.
Maybe by the commentator the way they were talking.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get Dunn Dream, and I think we're gonna get Cole Miles. But I want to see more Keith Lee. I'm a huge Keith Lee fan.
We all like all of us on this panel like this dude.
Mm-hmm. Every time I see him, I want to see more of him. I don't know what he'd do at this point, but I want to see him involved in something.
Oh, somewhere. As you're a DJ, right? You do really well for yourself. You're a successful DJ. You done cornered the market, man. You done cornered Orange County, man. The word on the street is you done cornered it, man. Look at that white face, man. He got the perfect face for Orange County. Look at that face. Look at that face. But anyway, so as a fellow DJ, because we have another requisite DJ on this panel. His name is Flo B. Flowbo Boys. We have another DJ on there, and he absolutely hates Keith Lee's theme song. What say you?
I don't like it either.
I don't like it either.
I love Keith Lee. I don't like.
Why does everyone hate that theme song? TK, what the hell?
I love Keith Lee. I don't like that song. I don't like it.
He just like, I don't know.
Why does this song do
maybe because I just know big. Fluffy black guys, that it seems like a perfect song for him.
Shout out to Old No Sweeney, man. Old Basket is Glory. Like, seriously.
Yeah. It's like a combination of, like, I will beat you up, but I also will take care of your kids, too. Like, I'll kill you, but your kids will be well off. They're good.
TK, what about you? Because he said Keith Lee. That's a great show. I agree with that. Anybody you want to see moving forward, though?
Well, they keep bringing him. It's like they're testing something, or I don't know if he has some issue with somebody backstage or whatever, but it's like they bring him. He has a little run, and then he disappears. Like, they bring him, he has a little run, and it's not even a big run. It's just weird. Yeah, so I don't know if there's something going on backstage, or if he's testing something, or how it works with somebody who has that much experience from coming from the indies. Like, do they collaborate, or is it more like, all right, we're telling you what to do. Like, you signed with us.
Yeah.
So,
I wonder if there's injuries or something that's slowing him down.
Bosa, let us know if there's injuries. Santana Garrett, also of WOW, she just signed with WWE. Bosa, just let us know. So, congratulations to her.
Seriously, congratulations.
Yeah, she's going to be her and Chelsea Green going up against each other.
That sounds dope.
That's going to be, next 5 years, barring there's no injuries, women's division is going to be amazing.
Yeah, women's division is ridiculous. It's like a joke, man. Yeah. It's too damn good, man. Yeah. There's too many women out there. But it's interesting with what you say, though, because I don't know, because I know people's like, oh, you can't do heel versus heel. If it's packaged right, you can. Like, I think a better choice for Riddle was with Keith Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a feud with those two. Like, I love Killian Dane, but I just did not. I just think, like, damn, that'd have been good. Like, I thought y'all doing the Keith Lee. Oh, yeah. I thought this was what y'all were doing. Like, let's do something where they come in and they just, I don't know, man. I thought it would have been a good time for Riddle to go against somebody, non-title match, build something up. So I think we're all on the Keith Lee. But what about you, FloBito.com? Let us know in the chat. But we about to wrap it up, man. Just text me, man, since you be hating on Keith Lee. My favorite, listen, man, my favorite sharecropper over there, Jack Farmer, can you please tell the lovely what they can find you?
Yeah, you can find me at jackcfarmer.com if you're looking for a DJ, MC, or live event host. You can also find me on social media
at
RealJackFarmer. I have fired up Twitter.
Corner the market!
So if you want to go ahead and chat and keep the conversation going, go ahead and find me there at RealJackFarmer. I love love chatting about stuff there. So,
Brian in the booth.
Hey, yo, TK Trinidad.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Also on social media at TK Trinidad. Some big things popping in the next 6 weeks. I'm so excited. I will be in Philly at the end of September. So I'll tell you.
The hell
more
you doing there?
Just got a job.
Shout out to Philly.
Yo, that's my home. That's my home right there.
Got a job.
Listen, man. Let's shout out to everybody at my hometown. Be nice her out there, man. Listen, man. She's Canadian. Yo, MT Mac. Instagram, man. Twitter, man. All you internet trolls out there, man. DM your boy.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.